Matthew 9, verse 35 says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages. See that? All? All the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, see that? He saw the multitudes. He was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. See, Jesus saw them differently, didn't he? He saw them and was moved with compassion. And that's the way we need to be when we're out preaching the gospel and it's 95 degrees outside with, what's the humidity around here? It's heavy. It was a little warm this morning. It's a little warm. I was like, going outside, interesting. But we had breakfast all this morning and it was pretty warm out there. I was trying to act like it wasn't bothering me. Went back to my hotel and fainted. But no, I didn't really. But Jesus had compassion on people. He looked on the multitudes. He saw the multitudes. Then he said this in verse 37. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, they will send forth laborers into his harvest. And that is a prayer that we should have too. Hey, do you have the vision that Jesus had to pray for more laborers? It's a small group in comparison, like I said, to, you know, and I was talking to somebody before the service, and they said that they drive over an hour to get here. Why do you have to drive over an hour in a city this big to go soul winning or to go to a good church? Why? Because there's very few that are doing the work. That's why. The laborers are few. And he didn't stutter when he said that, did he? Because the laborers truly are few. And we need to pray for more laborers. We need to pray for more harvest. Look at Luke chapter 8, verse 1. Luke chapter 8, verse number 1. It says, and it came to pass afterwards. I'll let you get there. Luke 8, 1 says, and it came to pass afterwards that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. Well, so it's stressed at this point that he went to every single place. You know why he went to every single place? Because he cared about every single place. He cares about every single town. He cares about every single village. And he cares about every single city. But we're few. So we got a lot of work to make up for what other people are slacking and not doing. But how did Nineveh end up the way it did? Because, you know, Nineveh was destroyed, right? You know that Nineveh was destroyed 150 years after Jonah went and preached there? Nineveh was destroyed. Why? Because that somewhere down the line, someone forgot to reach that next generation. We can't drop the ball. We got to not only do we have a lot of work to do here, but we also have to train another generation to go on and do the same things that we're trying to do here.